In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
With Mark chapter 7, we have the end of the first part of Mark's gospel. As also the other gospels reflect, the earthly ministry of Jesus began with a bright ray of hope. The promised Messiah was predicted to come, performing mighty works of healing, as we heard in today's Old Testament reading from the prophet Isaiah, "Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer and the tongue of the mute sing for joy." That one sentence points to the fulfillment in today's gospel. And there are so many more passages like that. The first half of Mark's gospel is filled with mighty signs, all intended to announce that the Messiah has come. Today's sign especially reflects our Old Testament with the healing of a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. He wasn't mute, but it was an impediment in his speech of some sort. The people seemed to have gotten the idea as they concluded. They were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." What a great beginning. They began to get the idea. But not everybody did. We've already seen the scribes and the Pharisees begin to criticize Jesus, becoming deaf themselves to the clear evidences that Jesus was more than a rabbi or a teacher, but the one sent by God, proclaimed by John the Baptist, acclaimed by many who believed in him. But now, from here on in, it will seem their criticism will turn more and more to hardened hearts. Unbelief that will end in the elimination of this man by means of nothing less than death by crucifixion. On the cross, it seemed, didn't it, that God the Father had turned a deaf ear to the Son, who complained out loud with the words of Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me?" There, suffering, bleeding, dying, he seemed so alone. And he was so alone. For he had become the sinner from which God could only turn his face. The sinner on our behalf, because there he took on to himself the sin of the whole world, all your sin, and paid the price. And it could only be him alone, for there was none other worthy to endure such a transaction. The sinless, holy one for the sin of the whole world. Now, one of the strangest passages in Isaiah, it's really not, but it sounds like it at first, is in chapter 42, one of what are called Isaiah's four servant songs, which all point to Christ in some way. The most famous one being the last, called the Suffering Servant. I say the first one is strange or confusing because it begins clear enough, applying to the Son of God, Jesus, the Messiah, But then we read these words, "Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger whom I send? Who is blind as my dedicated one, or blind as the servant of the Lord?" Did Jesus ever become blind or deaf? Deaf? No. We have there not been times, however, when it seems to us like the Lord has become deaf to our pleas and blind to our needs? Psalm 28 gives us words to pray in moments like that, saying, "To you, O Lord, I call, my rock, do not be deaf to me, lest if you be silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit." Indeed, they say sometimes the Lord says no to our prayer, and sometimes yes. But it's those in-between times of maybe, or wait, that get us. And we take up the prayer that we hear in the book of Revelation of the souls under the altar who had been slain for the word of God and for the witness they had borne. They cried out with a loud voice, "O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long? How long before you will judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" Yes, we can become impatient and blame a God who has suddenly appeared to become deaf to our prayers instead of our own annoyance at his seeming slowness. It's then, of course, that we best remember the words of St. Peter: the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. In that 42nd chapter of Isaiah, besides speaking of the Savior, you see, as the servant of the Lord also calls others his servant, such as Abraham, Moses, David, the prophets in general. It also occurs as a corporate name for Israel, as it does when God asks, "Who is blind as my servant, or deaf as my messenger whom I send?" How many times did God's people, how many times have we become blind and deaf to the Lord's word and leading? This passage invites us to confess our own deafness to God's word, our own blindness to his ways, and return to the way of faith, trusting his word and ways. As the Lord was willing to and able to take this man aside from the crowd privately and speak the powerful word, the word that restored his hearing and speech, so is he willing and able to heal you by his word, to use you as his servant, as his messenger of God's salvation and love for all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.